What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? In today's episode, we're going to look at what it means to follow Jesus, what it means to abide with him, and also what it means to go, because that's a command from him. So all that and more in today's episode. I'm Joel Whitmire, and this is the Free Man's Podcast. So today we're going to look at three things about what it means to be a disciple. What is discipleship? Now, if you're not a follower of Jesus Christ, then I would invite you to go listen to our episodes on the gospel. But just as a note on that, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news that God came to save sinners and to set us free, and that he is coming to bring a kingdom to restore all things. Now, this Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, he is fully God. He comes to earth, born of a woman, the virgin woman. He is fully God, fully man, like I just said a moment ago. He lives a perfect life, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom of God, that all things will be restored and that he is that king. And he goes to the cross, bearing our sins upon himself to pay the penalty that was due to us, to take the punishment that was owed to us, that he willingly submitted to the Father to take on the punishment on the cross that we should have had. He dies. 3 days later, he rises from the dead. And yes, he really did walk out of that grave. The God-man, Jesus Christ, a real man, walked out of the grave after being dead for 3 days. And then after showing himself to over 500 people, he then ascends, and he is right now seated at the right hand of God until all his enemies are made his footstool. He has sent the Holy Spirit. He has established his church. He is continuing to do his work through his church, and one day he will come again. This is the good news, that God saves sinners. And how you would come into this is that you would put your faith, trust in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, and calling upon him to save you. Now, if you are a follower, then that news should still be good news to you, because it's what just enlivens us and gives us just breath and us. It sustains us. It's the good news that sustains us as followers of Jesus Christ. So don't, if you're already a follower, if you're already a believer, don't get past the gospel. We don't graduate from it. We've got to keep preaching it to ourselves, because I need to be reminded that God has forgiven me, that he has cleansed me. And this is part of the gospel. This is what the death of Jesus bought, is that he has forgiven me. He has made me new. I was a wretched sinner. And yeah, I still stumble, but he forgives me and he has made me new. He has filled me with his Holy Spirit. He has adopted me as his own. And this is for anyone who comes to him in faith and repentance. He is able to save them to the uttermost. So, as believers, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? The first thing here is following. So Matthew 4:19, Jesus calls his first disciples. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." As he talks to Peter and Andrew, and then James and John calls them to follow him, and they leave their nets and they follow him. And then Matthew 9:9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. So the basicness of what it means to be a disciple is to follow Jesus. And I'll get into what that is in just a minute, but a few more verses on this. Matthew 16:24, then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me," if anyone would be a follower of Jesus, "let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." So the idea there is, if you want to follow Jesus, then you've got to come to the end of yourself. You've got to come to the end of, "Oh, I can earn my own righteousness. I can do this in my own strength," or whatever it is. You've got to deny yourself. You've got to deny your flesh. You've got to deny your sin and repent. "Yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. Save me." Take up your cross and follow him. That's what it is to be a disciple, a follower. It's to do what he does, to go where he would go. It is a personal relationship of doing life together, learning from Jesus and living with him. It's life on life. We learn to obey. We learn who he is. We become more like him. That is what it is to be a follower of Jesus Christ, is to become like him. Luke 6:40 says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher." So, as disciples, our goal is to follow, be near him, and to learn who he is, learn his ways, and follow in his steps, and be more like him. Romans 8:29 says, "For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Like, that's his purpose in saving us, saving me, is to conform me to the image of his son. He wants me to be like Jesus. So to be a follower, to be a disciple, is to be a follower. And to be a follower is to actually follow him, is to live life with him, to that he is a part of your daily life. Like, you don't go a day without spending time with him in his word, in prayer, with spending time with him in fellowship with other saints, that you are with him in the ways that he tells us he will meet us. And those are just three of the way, the reading the word, prayer, and fellowship with the saints are just three of the ways. So we go do life together. We do life on life with one another, and we do life on life with Jesus by his Holy Spirit, that he has not left us orphans, as it says in John, but he has sent his Spirit, and we live by him. We live learning who he is and following him. Again, it's a personal relationship. That's what it is to be a follower of Jesus. Now, the next thing. So to be a disciple is to follow, but it requires abiding and doing. So John 15:4-5 says, "Abide in me," this is Jesus, "abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, I did do another episode where I really broke out John 15. I invite you to go listen to that one. But just as a recap, tying it into discipleship here, you and I can't do a thing. We can't follow God. We can't follow Jesus. We can't be his disciple. We can't obey and do the things he's calling us to do unless we're abiding in him, unless it's his work in us. Abide in me and I in you. For without me, you can do nothing. Just like the branch can't bear fruit without being part of the vine, we can't bear fruit. We can't do the things God would have us do unless we're abiding in him. And I love this idea of abiding. I love that Jesus used that word because that means to dwell with him. Like, yes, he ascended on high, but again, he sent his Holy Spirit. We can have fellowship and be able to dwell with him here and now. And yes, there will be a day when it will be, he will be literally physically in front of us and we'll be able to abide like that. But right now it is spiritual and it is good. And we must abide in him. Now, he goes on to say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another." John 15:16-17. So he calls us and appoints us to bear fruit, and he wants us, and how we bear fruit is abiding with him. And I just want to say this, like, abiding isn't something we white knuckle. It's something that we do by faith, that we believe him, like, "Oh, you are the vine," and you say, "I am already the branch. All I have to do is abide with you and just dwell with you and just, like, be in your word. Go meet you and meet him in prayer and fellowship with him in these ways, and go spend time with the other saints, with other believers, fellowship and abide with Christ." This is how we bear fruit. This is the beauty of it. It's God is saying, like, if you abide in me, I'm going to abide in you. Like, he will come abide in us, and by him, we will then be empowered and able to go bear fruit. And that's what he says here in John 15:16-17. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide." And then the blessing, "so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Like, this is fantastic. So, going on from there, if we abide, we'll bear fruit. It does turn to action. So, yes, we have the actions of actually abiding with him, and that's done by faith, and these next actions have to be done by faith too. James 1, 22 through 25 says, "But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror." You could just picture that, like you just studying his face. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. That's what it is to be a hearer of the word and not a doer, is to like, okay, I hear you, abide in him, I'll bear fruit. Okay, this is over. You go, traffic hits you, life hits you, and you just completely forget about all of it. That is not what God is wanting. That is not what it is to abide in him. But this is continuing James, "But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." We are called to abide in Christ, and he promises to abide in us, and he will empower us to will and to do to his good pleasure. It is only in abiding and being filled with his Spirit that we can do anything, to bear any fruit that he would have us to bear. But there is a call here to actual action. If we believe that he has indeed promised to help us and give us strength, if we believe this, that he's promised to help us and give us strength to obey him, like he'll supply the strength if we believe him and trust him, then that faith, that belief should produce action. We are called to be doers and not hearers only. So again, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is to abide with him, to do life on life with him, that he abides in us and empowers us to then go do. Now, going the third part of being a disciple that we're going to cover today, and there's a lot more, but these are three main things. The third part is going and making. Ephesians 2:10 states, "For we are his, Christ's workmanship created," "we are God the Father's," that's who he's referring to here, "for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Like God has already, he saved you. If you are indeed his, he has saved you, and he has planned out good works that you should go walk in them. There is a doing, as we just discussed. There's a doing, there's a going, and there's I said making, because I'll get into that in just a moment, what the making is. But yes, God has called us to do good works. He has appointed us to bear fruit. And so being a disciple is that we carry on that action by faith in his Spirit, not our own strength, but his Spirit. And then in walking by faith in his Spirit, we then go do the good works that he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. John 20:21 says, Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." So being a disciple is to be one who is sent. Jesus is sending us to go do. Now, what is he sending us to do? The reason I put Ephesians 2:10 is because he's sending us to do good works, and that could be a plethora of different things. But Matthew 28:18-20 is something very specific, and this is something as a disciple, as a follower of Christ, as one who abides in him, was one who by his Spirit goes and does the good works, is sent, but is sent to this specifically. "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" So we are being sent. A disciple is someone who follows Jesus, does life on life with him, abides with him, learns who he is by his Spirit, by his power, does. And what do? We do the good works that he prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And we go and make disciples. And how do we make other disciples? Well, we invite them along to follow, to abide, and to do. "Go therefore and make disciples." Now, I want to say something real quick about that. The go A friend of mine just talked on this the other night. And I thought it was great. What Jesus, that is, the go is not the imperative command of like, this is what I have to do. That's the taken for granted. Jesus is saying, you're going to go. As you go, here's the imperative command. Make disciples. Make other followers, abiders, and goers of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to do. And how we make disciples is we proclaim the gospel. That is a huge part of it. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then teaching them to observe, to do all that I have commanded you, to invite them into this fellowship with Jesus, to observe, to do what God has called us to do, and teaching them to do that Christ way, that he will abide in them and help them. This is what it is to be a disciple, to go make other disciples, to baptize them, to proclaim the gospel, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach them, to help them grow in Christ-likeness, to observe and do all that God has commanded them, that Christ has taught us, that he has commanded us. And then this promise, and behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Like, he is with us, and it is by him that his work through his church will continue. So go make disciples, go follow Jesus, go abide in him, and go do the good works and go make disciples. So the last question here that I just want to ask, because we've looked at following, we've looked at abiding, and we've looked at going. If you are his, are you a disciple? If you claim to believe, are you following? Are you abiding? Are you going? And I'm not talking about perfection. Again, it's not about that. It's about him doing it through you. But are you doing it by him? Well, if not, I would encourage you, go pray, seek him. If you've backed off and you've become slack in your pursuit of the Lord, go seek him. Go tonight. Go spend time with him. Go get in his word. Go pray. Go confess and ask him to fill you with his Spirit, to empower you to continue to follow and abide and go. I hope this blessed you guys. If it did, I'd ask you to like, subscribe, hit that bell so you can get notifications, share it with a friend. But yeah, thanks guys. God bless.